The Morning Blend continues, and Tom and Noelle Crow join us once again for our weekly American Catholic History lesson, More Hidden Gems of Catholic Americans Contributing to Our Nation by Virtue of Their Faith. Of course, the month of May set aside for our Blessed Mother Mary, and today talking about Our Lady of Champion. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, so today we're talking about the only approved Marian apparition in the United States. And it took place in 1859. It wasn't formally approved until much later, but it was it happened in 1859 in Wisconsin. The visionary, the young lady who was the visionary, was a woman named Adele Briss. She's an immigrant from Belgium. She and her parents came over in the 1850s. It's kind of funny. So she was born in 1831 over in Belgium, and when she was 5 years old, she and some friends made the first communion, and they solemnly promised that they would together join a religious community and teach the faith to children. And this is what they were just intending to do. So when she's in her early 20s, her parents come to her and say, "Hey, we're moving to Wisconsin." Now, that's just a weird thing from Belgium. But two things were happening here.
Wisconsin was advertising in Belgium for immigrants.
So Wisconsin had just become a state in 1848. And they're like, "Hey, come live in Belgium."
Yeah.
And then two, Wisconsin was kind of the Australia of Belgium, because Belgium was saying, "Hey, you want immigrants? Here, take our prisoners and some of our homeless people." So they're shipping. So all these Belgians moved to Wisconsin in the late 1840s and 1850s. But Adele's family, they were farmers, so they came over because of the advertisements, and they moved in right at the bottom of the Door Peninsula, which, if you're looking at Wisconsin, it's that narrow peninsula that sticks up into Lake Michigan.
Mm.
So they moved there in the mid-1850s. And this place, it's just completely covered with forests. They have to clear forests to put in farms. There are no real good roads to get from place to place. So you're just cutting across through forest to get anywhere. One day, she's walking to nearby Dixville to go to the grist mill. And she sees this woman there among the trees. And she's brilliantly dressed, shiny, you know, white clothing, crown of 12 stars. And Adele is like freaked out by this. But then the vision vanishes. Oh, so she goes and she does her business and she goes back home. A few days later, she's walking with her sister and a friend of theirs to Mass in the same direction. And in the same spot, she sees that woman again, but her companions don't see her. So she's like, "Oh my gosh, I see it again." They go to Mass. At the end, she talks to Father, and Father says, "Ask this question. If you see the woman again, ask this question. In the name of God, who are you and what do you want?" He says, if it is diabolical in origin, the vision will disappear because it can't handle the question. If it's of divine origin, the vision will respond. So this is what happens. They're walking back. She sees the woman again, and she says, "In the name of God, who are you and what do you want?" And Our Lady responds, "I am the Queen of Heaven who prays for the conversion of sinners. If they do not convert and do penance, my son will be obliged to punish them. I can barely hold his arm." And at this point, Adele's companion is like, "Well, what's going on? Who is it? What do you see?" Because they can't see her. She turned to her friends and said, "Kneel. The lady says she is the Queen of Heaven," which I would kneel. Then the Blessed Mother turns toward them and says, "Blessed are they that believe without seeing." And then addressing Adele again, she said, "What are you doing here in idleness while your companions are working in the vineyard of my son?" And Adele took this to mean, you know, my friends back in Belgium who are doing what we promised we would do. And so Adele asked her, "But what more can I do, dear lady?" And the Blessed Mother replied, "Gather the children in this wild country and teach them what they should know for salvation." And Adele said, "But how shall I teach them who know so little myself?" Because she really hadn't gotten much education. And the Blessed Mother replied, "Teach them their catechism, how to sign themselves with the sign of the cross, and how to approach the sacraments. That is what I wish you to do. Go and fear nothing. I will help you." And with that was the extent of the vision. But that was all Adele needed. She was a strong-willed Belgian woman, and she went off, and for the next number of years, she started small, the very next day, going out and finding families who had children who needed to learn the faith. She's like, "Can I teach your children the faith? Can I teach your children the faith?" Her fanaticism for this became so well known. The woman who owned the property where the visions took place donated 5 acres, the 5 acres where that vision took place, to her. And they cleared it. And By 1861, the vision happened in 1859. By 1861, a large wooden church had been built, and over the door, they put up a sign that said, Our Lady of Good Help, pray for us. And that's where the name for the vision came from, Our Lady of Good Help, the original name, Our Lady of Good Help.
Right. It was known as that until just a year or two ago.
2023, right. Wow. It was changed to Our Lady of Champion, because the church likes to name visions or apparitions after the place where they took place, rather than, so you'll have, anyway, don't need to get into that. Anyway, so 1865, the parish priest said, hey, you should let these women who are trying to help you formally become assistants to you. So they started this semi-religious community. They never took vows, but they lived according to a Franciscan order. In 1869, they opened a boarding school, and in short order had over 100 children. A lot of them were orphans, but also children from families around. They, like, $1 a week. That's all we ask. And if you can't pay it, that's fine. Your kids can still come. In 1880, they had a new church dedicated, but that was after one of the biggest threats to their existence. In 1871, there was this little thing called the Peshtigo Fire. This remains to this day the deadliest forest fire in American history. 1.2 million acres were torched. Anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 people were killed. Mm. Scores of livestock were killed. In this area at the end of the base of the Door Peninsula, east of Green Bay. But during this, as this fire, it was a firestorm. I mean, the flames just, there's talk of like fiery tornadoes that were just tossing houses in the air. It was just consuming everything. As this fire was approaching the school and the church and their grounds that had a fence around it, they brought out the statue of Our Lady of Good Help, and they were processing around the grounds. People were flocking to the church from miles and miles around, bringing their livestock. And this was through the night of April 8th, which was the eve of the day of the apparitions back in 1859. The morning, just as the flames were approaching their grounds, a massive rainstorm came and put it all out, so that nothing on their lands was touched, but everything around. A priest who came by the next day was just astounded, because their grounds were perfectly preserved. The grass was green. Not even the fence was burned. But everything around was charred. So every year to this day, they still have a procession around the grounds on the anniversary of that. It became an approved apparition. In 2023, the name was changed to Our Lady of Champion. Again, that's the name of the place where it is. But it is the only approved Marian apparition in the United States.
Wow, so, that's amazing.
Adele Brist died in 1896, and the work of the school was taken over by the Franciscan sisters in nearby Bay Settlement in 1902. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there is a children's book, actually, about the Peshtigo Fire and Our Lady of Champion. So it's called Champions of the Rosary, and I forget who the author was, but if anyone has children who might be interested in learning more, that's a good resource.
I have it in my classroom, my Montessori classroom, and some of the kids read it. They use it for their reading practice. So,
wanted to throw that out there.
Excellent. All right. Well, Our Lady of Champion, pray for us. That's great. And if people want to learn more about what you two do out there on the interwebs and listen to more of these great stories, where can they find you?
Oh, well, you can find us at AmericanCatholicHistory.org.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay.